You almost done, Miss Jefferson?
Oh, Florence, you almost saw your present.
Oh, that's okay. I already saw it last week when I was cleaning.
What were you doing cleaning inside a hat box?
Dusting my new hat.
Now you won't have any surprises Christmas morning.
Sure I will, if y'all get me a new coat to go with it.
Actually, George suggested that we get you a new dust mop.
Oh, no. The hat's plenty. Hey. I never saw this before.
Oh, that's George's present. It's cashmere. Do you think he'll like it?
He'll love it. The label says dry clean only.
Hey, Weezy, guess what?
Oh, quick, Florence, hide it.
Hey, Florence, quit crumpling up my cashmere sweater.
Great. Now, nobody's going to be surprised Christmas morning.
Wrong, Weezy. You're going to be surprised. I got a real surprise for you. You never guess who I saw today.
Who?
Well, I'll give you a hint. Who have I always looked up to?
The Seven Dwarfs?
Florence, why don't you put your mouth in reverse and shut up? Luigi, I saw Buddy.
You mean Buddy Hobbs?
Yeah, good old Uncle Buddy.
Oh, George, that's wonderful.
I never knew you had an uncle named Buddy.
Well, he ain't my real uncle. I mean, he's a good friend of my father's. After my father died, he kind of took over the job of keeping me out of trouble.
That must have been a full-time job.
I'm telling you, boy, he used to take me every place. The zoo, Coney Island. I remember the time he took me to Coney Island and let me eat all the cotton candy I wanted till I threw up. Boy, that was fun.
Sounds to me like you two really knew how to have a good time.
Yeah, we sure did. He used to always give me a quarter to go to movies on Saturdays and 10 cents for candy. I always bought taffy.
Taffy? I used to hate taffy. It always made my teeth stick together so I couldn't open my mouth.
Hey, Weezy. You hear that? Now we know what to get Florence for Christmas. Boy, those were the days. A kid couldn't ask for a better pal than old Buddy.
George, it must be almost 40 years since you've seen him.
That's right. He left right after Pearl Harbor to join the Army. I remember because I cried that whole week.
Oh, where did you run into Buddy?
Well, it was strange. I was walking across 42nd Street, you know. All of a sudden, I hear this Santa Claus calling to me.
Probably thought you were one of his elves.
No, he just wanted to meet the man with the ugliest maid in New York. So then he comes running up to me, you know. He pulls his beard down, and it's Uncle Buddy, Weezy. I couldn't believe it.
That's wonderful, George. Why don't you invite him over sometime?
I already did. He'll be here tonight, him and Zeke.
Who's Zeke?
Well, Zeke is Buddy's pal. He knew my father, too.
Good. They can meet the Willises and Mr. Bentley.
What do you have to meet them for?
George, I invited them over to practice our caroling tonight.
Again?
Well, we need plenty of practice if we are going to sing at the Children's Hospital. And I'm sure Uncle Buddy will enjoy himself.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. Look, I got to get moving. I got to pick up a present for Buddy. Hey,
if you're going Christmas shopping, remember something. I don't want no dust mop.
Don't worry about it. If I got a mop for you, I'd have to find one that runs on batteries.
Want to try one of my cookies, Miss Jefferson? I made them with rum.
Oh, rum balls.
You think they're a little strong?
Just don't serve them to minors.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Ralph, I can handle it from here.
But, sir, as long as I carried it through the lobby, up the elevator, across the corridor, I wouldn't feel my job was complete. unless I was able to place it under your tree.
But I'm still giving you the same tip.
Well, in that case, sir. And Merry Christmas.
Here, Ralph. Try one of these rum balls.
What did you get for Uncle Buddy, George?
It's a surprise, Wheezy. You'll see.
I baked them myself.
Did you bake anything for a chaser? I better not have any more of this. I'm driving the elevator. Well, sir, if you don't need me, I think I'd best be returning to my post.
Oh, yeah, Ralph, thanks. Here you go.
Thank you, sir. By the way, you remember that gift certificate you gave me?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to get something practical, so I used it to purchase this wallet.
Ah, good choice.
I like it very much, sir. But it sure looks empty with just a single bill down there. I think what it needs is some more green.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right, Ralph.
Why, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Everything's set. Now, all we need are the guests.
Boy, I can't wait till Uncle Buddy sees this place. Boy, he's gonna flip. And I told him all about you, Weezy.
Did you tell him about me, too?
No.
Why not?
Well, Mama always told me if I ain't got something nice to say about somebody, don't say nothing.
Well, in that case, you ought to wear a muzzle.
Oh, he's here. Weezy, get ready. Come on, Florence, quick. Okay, open the door.
Pals! Merry Christmas.
Bentley, Christmas ain't till next week.
Yes, I know that, but I wanted to avoid the Christmas rush.
Mr. Bentley, you want a rumba?
Rumba? Actually, I'm much better at the tango, but if you lead...
No, Mr. Bentley, Florence is talking about the cookies she baked.
Ah, Christmas cookies. They warm the cockles of my heart. I say, what a beautiful tree. It's decorated exquisitely. You know, it takes me back to a Christmas I once spent in Cornwall. A little snow-covered cottage, a sleigh bells ringing, chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
And Jack Frost nipping at your nose?
No, it was Sarah nipping at my ear.
Well, you gotta be George's wife.
You gotta be crazy.
Hey! It's Uncle Buddy, Georgie! Hey, come on.
You give up.
You still got it, Uncle Buddy.
Remember, Georgie, I always told you, keep your guard up.
Hey, well, this is my friend Zeke, Georgie.
Hey, yeah, I remember Zeke. What's happening?
Hey, George.
Hey. Hello, buddy. Zeke. I'm Louise.
Hi.
Georgie, you told me she was good-looking, but you didn't tell me you married a younger woman.
Weezy, she ain't that young. She's almost...
Remember, Georgie?
Hey, yeah, this is our maid, Florence. Yeah. And over here we have our next-door neighbor, Mr. Bentley.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Zeke, ain't you the one who used to own that 38 Hudson with the big white walls and the... propeller hood ornament?
Right.
Yeah, man, that car had everything.
Except an engine.
Boy, those were the good old days.
Yeah.
Not many of the old gang left. Georgie told me about his mama passing. I was really sorry to hear it. She was quite a woman.
She certainly was.
I remember when little Georgie here almost scared his poor mama to death.
That must have been when he was born.
Florence, why don't you go check on the turkey?
Well, I can see you fine from right here.
Florence. Come on, Florence. I'll help you.
Well, anyway, little Georgie had this wild imagination. Once he got the idea he was going to fly like Superman, so he ties his mama's tablecloth around his neck and climbs his telephone pole out front. He was only halfway up when his pants got caught on one of the spikes.
I was up there dangling along. An old buddy pulled me down, boy. Scared the hell out of me.
Georgie, watch your mouth.
Oh, sorry, Uncle Buddy. Scared the heck out of me.
That's better, damn it. Some place you got here, Georgie.
Yeah, you know we got four Johns? Hey, follow me. I'll give you a grand tour. Hey, you want to come see?
No, thank you. I'll just take a tour of the bar.
What can I fix, you see?
Well, maybe just a little brandy.
Here, this will take the chill out of your bones.
You got a bigger glass? These old bones are colder than you think.
You and Buddy must go back a long way if you knew George's father.
Oh, yes, a long way. You know, we was real tight back then. That is, till George's father passed. Then Buddy starts spending all his time over at the Jeffersons.
He must have been a big help to the family.
I guess. Buddy didn't let nobody get near that house.
I imagine it was nice for Mother Jefferson having someone around to keep the wolves away.
Oh, yeah. Buddy kept them wolves away, all right. So he could have that little lamb all to himself.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that Buddy and George's mother were carrying on?
Yeah, sure. I thought everybody knew that.
Not everybody. Zeke, whatever you do, please don't mention this to George.
Mention what, Weez? Oh. What is it you don't want me to know about?
Know about? Oh, it's nothing.
Zeke, what were you two talking about?
Nothing.
Uh-huh. Now, both of you telling me it's nothing, that means it must be something.
Oh, George, it's not important.
Well, if it's not important, why can't you tell me?
Because you have to get the door.
Weezy.
Hi, George. Hope you're not late.
Oh, no, you're right on time.
Oh, good. I'd hate to miss out on our caroling practice.
You need all the practice you can get.
George, when Helen and I were in college, we both sang in a chorale.
That don't surprise me. It's the perfect place for zebras.
Tom, Helen, this is Zeke. He's a friend of Uncle Buddy's.
Oh, how do you do, Zeke?
Hello.
Cheers.
Oh, yes, Louise told us all about Uncle Buddy. Where is he?
He's back there trying to decide which bathroom to use. Weezy, now, what was Zeke talking about?
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Willis, you're here.
Good, now we can practice our carols.
Right, let's get started.
Oh, no, wait, not until I find out.
Oh, come on, George.
Weezy.
Which carol shall we sing first?
The First Noel.
Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem.
Jingle Bell.
Tell me the truth.
Oh, we don't have the words to that.
Do you want to sing along, Zeke?
Oh, no, thank you. I'll just stay here and drink along.
Well, let's begin with the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, I like
waiting to hear we... Shh.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me...
Look, Weezy, are you going to tell me? Look, I ain't going to get mad.
Mr. Jefferson, that's your part, remember?
Oh. A partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
two turtle doves.
You gonna tell me or not? And a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
three French hens,
two turtle doves.
And a partridge in a pear tree! Please, I want to talk to you.
George, I'll talk to you as soon as we finish this song.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
12 drummers, drum 11, pipers, piper 10, lords and leapers, 9, and there's 8, maids and milk, 7 spots, 3 and 6, and 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle ducks, and a partridge and a pear tree. Okay, now you're going to tell me...
It's personal, George. I'll tell you tonight in bed.
Okay, if you won't tell me, I'll ask Zeke. Look, Zeke, you better tell me what you and Weez were talking about.
Oh, no, I promise.
Okay, look, if you don't tell me...
Don't say a word.
Don't worry, Louise. I ain't said nothing about George's mama.
Mama, what about mama? Weezy,
Oh, I better go check the turkey.
Hey, hey. Oh, but we need your voices.
Y'all go right ahead. We'll be back in a minute. Wheezy.
Oh, I think the turkey is done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't done. Now, forget about the turkey. What's this big secret about Mama?
Okay, George, but it's a little embarrassing.
Embarrassing?
Yeah. It's just that your mother was such a good cook. Huh? Don't you see? I'm sure Buddy loved her cooking. And I'm worried about what he'll think of my dinner.
That's all?
I know it's silly, George.
Oh, come on, Weezy. That was a long time ago. Forget about that. Everything will be all right.
Thanks, George. I feel a lot better.
Yeah. And besides, Uncle Buddy was in the army. He's used to bad cooking. Okay, now that that's all settled, let's get this party started. Hey, buddy. Did you meet everybody?
I sure did, Georgie. But I didn't mean to interrupt your singing.
Oh, you didn't interrupt anything. In fact, why don't you join us? Oh.
No. Y'all go ahead and do what you was doing. I got a little something I want to show Buddy.
What's up, Georgie?
Here.
Oh, Georgie.
Merry Christmas.
You shouldn't have.
Sure I should have. After all you've done for me, that's the least I could do.
Oh, Georgie, what a beautiful watch.
Yeah, I figured we'd make up for the watch of yours that I broke when I was a kid.
Shoot, that old thing only cost me $6. This watch is solid gold.
Not as solid as you, Uncle Buddy.
Thanks, Georgie.
Hey, you know, that's one of them fancy kind that tells you everything.
I'll say. Right now, it's telling me I either need glasses or a longer arm.
Man, buddy, I'm sure glad I found you. It's gonna be just like old times.
George, why don't you go in and call the turkey?
Good idea.
Hey, that's my job, remember? All the Christmases I spent with you and your mama, I always did the carving. It's tradition.
I'll help you, buddy.
Great. It ain't often an old coot like me gets to spend time with someone as pretty as you.
Maybe we can continue practicing while we wait, Mr. J.
Go ahead, Bentley. I want to have a drink with my man, Zeke.
How about Silent Night?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Hey, Zeke. Hey, relax, Zeke.
Oh, no, you don't. You ain't getting nothing out of me.
Forget about that. Weezy already told me all about Mama.
She did?
Yeah, ain't no big deal.
I'm glad you feel that way. Man, George, Buddy sure liked that watch you gave him. I could tell.
Yeah, well, he deserves a lot more than that. I mean, filling in for my father, helping Mama out the way he did.
Yeah. I wonder why the two of them never got married.
Huh? The two of who?
Your Mama and Buddy.
Why would they do that?
Well, that's what most people do, who carry on the way Buddy and your mama did.
What you mean, carry on?
Well, now anybody could see that Buddy had it pretty bad for your mama.
Nigga, you crazy.
I might be crazy, but I ain't blind.
No, you just blind drunk. Come on. Hey, buddy, I got something to ask you.
Boy, George, this sure is a big bird.
Yeah, right. Listen, buddy.
Nothing like that skinny turkey me, you, and your mama had the Christmas after your father died, huh?
Yeah. Buddy, look, I got
it. Boy, Louise, I still can remember what I wished for when we broke the wishbone.
You do?
Yeah, a bigger turkey.
Buddy.
Man, those sure were some good times, weren't they, Georgie? The best years of my life.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk to you about. Now, would you stop carving the turkey for a minute?
Yeah, Georgie. What is it?
Well, I just want to clear up something. Now, Zeke says that,
Excuse me, but we need your falaz.
What?
We're about to do Deck the Halls, and you and Mrs. J are supposed to sing the falaz.
George, we better go join the carol thing.
No. Look, Bentley, you need somebody to fala, right?
Yes.
Okay? Just turn around and fala your nose right out of it.
George!
Now, where was I? Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Well, Zeke said there was something going on between you and Mama. But Zeke's a liar, ain't he? I said Zeke is a liar, ain't he?
Look, Georgie, that was a long time ago.
Then it's true.
George!
How could you do something like that? You're supposed to be my father's best friend.
Georgie.
Don't call me Georgie, Chump. My name is George.
George, that's no way to talk to Buddy.
The hell it ain't. I should have known you was up to something.
George, listen to me.
No, hell no, you listen to me. Because I'm going to tell you exactly what I think of you.
George,
you
are... please.
Excuse me again.
Bentley, what do you want now?
I'm sorry, but we really do need you and Mrs. J for our caroling.
I told you I don't feel like singing today.
If you could just hum
no!
in the background.
Of...
Come on, George, why don't we go sing?
No, you go on, Weezy.
But I...
Go ahead, Weezy. Look, you go ahead out there and sing. And make sure they sing a carol in honor of Buddy. I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus.
Let me explain about your mama and me.
Look, you ain't got to explain nothing. All that time you pretended you cared about me and all you cared about was getting next to Mama.
George, I did care about you.
Oh, man, the hell you did. Now I know why you was always sending me to the movies. I must have seen Tarzan 10 times.
I wish you could understand.
Oh, I understand now. I just wish I could have understood what was going on then. I'd have threw your butt out of the house. Just like I'm gonna do now.
Well, before you throw me out, there's something you have to know.
Look, I know all I want to know.
No, you don't. Right before your daddy died, he asked me to make sure you and your mama were taken care of.
Mm-hmm. And you did more taking than he had in mind.
George!
How could Mama do such a thing? I didn't know she was that kind of a woman.
Don't you never talk like that about your mama. She was the finest lady I ever knew. She never did nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing. I asked your mama to marry me, but she said she could never find a man to take the place of your daddy. Now you can go on hating me, but there's one thing we'll always have in common. We both loved your mama very much. Well, Merry Christmas, George.
Okay, kids, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Mrs. J.
Huh?
Come on, Zeke, we have to go.
But this is one of my favorite songs.
You can sing it to me on the way home.
Buddy, can't you stay?
I'm sorry, Louise. I really can't.
Why not?
Well, I have to get up for work tomorrow morning. Thank you for the party.
Hold it, buddy. There's one more thing I forgot to say to you.
Yeah?
Well, Merry Christmas. I'm sorry, buddy.
Bro, you don't have to go, do you? Well...
We sure could use some help with the chorus.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, buddy, can't you stay?
I'd love to, George.
Call me Georgie, will you?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you, wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New
The Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.